Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Sherry a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Sherry, as I mentioned before, folks can go to homeshowgardenpros.com. Mm-hmm. And there are videos on there. There's information. There's the list of all of our Home Show Garden Pros and links mm-hmm. to you guys. So if they haven't caught, you know, one of them that they need to go and visit, they can go on there and look. But they can also send in questions. And right. we get tons of questions every day and every week. And I know I gave some to you and Anita last week that mm-hmm. y'all got through. And I appreciate that. That was wonderful. But we have still got some questions that I wanted to review with you. We've got Wade, and he wants – we've got Richard. Mm-hmm. Richard from the Woodlands, can you give me a suggestion for potted porch plants mm-hmm. – I love this – that will spend about 80% of the time in the shade mm-hmm. and need minimal water? Okay, well, I'm not – maybe he doesn't like to go out and water too often. They live in the Woodlands. Mm-hmm. Anything with color is preferred. I love this. Potted porch plants. We don't talk a lot about potted plants.
But yeah. And shade.
Yeah.
So there's several things you can do. But I would say like the giant ligularia or any of the ligularia make a great statement. They're hardy in the winter. Uh-huh. They can take low water once established. So once they've rooted out into that pot, that would be good. Another thing would be like a holly fern or an asparagus fern.
Ooh.
That's not super colorful, but it's a good texture. You can do a combination of things, too.
Right.
And what else was I going to throw in there? The shade. Oh, you could do the Stromanthe tricolored ginger. And once it's established, then it's not a huge water user. But it likes that kind of shady area. And it would be hardy if we have winter.
Nice.
You cut it right back. Comes right back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, those are great suggestions. And also, I would suggest he go buy Plants for All Seasons and look at some of Kelly's mm-hmm.
pot designs.
Oh, my goodness.
She just amazes me with her pots.
Right.
Like, you give me a flower bed, I can handle it. But you give me a pot, it's like too defined for me. But she can just pop that stuff in there.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous.
And full and luscious. And I've been able to nurture them and make mm-hmm. them last forever. So yeah. when she's helped me out with those, and it surely raises the bar. Mm-hmm. Because every time I'm, you know, redoing a pot that maybe I hadn't taken into her, and I'm trying my hand at it, I try and, you know, filter Kelly.
Yeah. Like, yeah, because okay, I mean, you know, a lot of people, rule of thumb is filler, spiller, thriller, right?
Yes, I love that. Say right? it again.
Filler, spiller, filler. Filler, spiller, thriller. Sorry.
Yes. Yes.
But with her, because I'll ask, what's the filler, what's the spiller, what's the thriller? Yeah. And she was like, there's several things that fit that.
Mm-hmm.
The bill there in her pots. She doesn't just limit herself to just three things.
No.
Yeah. She'll have two or three thrillers or fillers. Right. So it's just, that's a good rule of thumb, but don't let that limit you.
Right.
Don't be like, I have to have one of each.
One of each. No.
You can focus on texture and colors. Like mm-hmm. you can go, okay, I'm going to go monochromatic. So, mm-hmm. you know, anything with a touch of white in it is what I'm going to put in my pot. But knowing the plant and its water needs, you don't mm-hmm. want to put a heavy water user with a drought tolerant plant.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Or a sun plant with a shade plant. So knowing which plants grow in the environment and then getting them together in the pot.
And she asks, I mean, she's been really good. She says, okay, now where is this going to be? You know, mm-hmm. is it going to be on your west side patio?
Right.
You know,
it's going to be up against a wall.
Right.
Is it out in the middle?
Right.
Full sun all the way mm-hmm. around. Like there's things mm-hmm. that you need to know, but the biggest factor of success is the soil that you use.
Especially in a pot, right?
Use a high quality potting soil.
As in?
Well, Landscaper's Pride has an amazing one.
They do.
You know, Fox Farm has great potting soil. That's, you know, Happy Frog is one that we use a lot of. But if you have a big pot, you can put the less expensive stuff in the bottom.
Oh.
And the nice fluffy stuff that you spend a lot of money on the top.
Right.
And then you'll have better success.
That's a great idea.
And go all the way to the bottom with soil, right? Mm-hmm. We don't want to put a layer of rocks.
Yeah.
You know, that impedes our drainage. You know, people think that it improves it.
Oh.
Sometimes it makes it too good, but you will have a layer, at the bottom where it'll be too wet and you'll have root rot if you are filling that pot with rocks.
Oops.
Yep.
Okay. So be careful about that. So say we've got this new pot that we're planting our items in and we're filtering Kelly through us from Plants for All Seasons. How often do I need to nurture that potted plant? Because, you know, it's contained, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. So you will need to fertilize more frequently in a pot because every time you water, nutrients move through, right?
Right.
So I would say, like, my potted plants about every 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
If you're using a granular every 3 to 4 weeks, if you're using a liquid every week.
Okay.
So depending on what you're using and how you like to fertilize.
Interesting.
It's different for every gardener.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to do it, even if it's a slow release fertilizer, you just have to think when you water, you're flushing nutrients through.
Right.
So you need to do it a little more frequently.
Right.
Don't just follow the directions on the bottle because pots, rules change.
Okay.
Okay.
And as you said earlier, observation.
Yeah. Because if they look hungry, feed them.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's not always, water is not always the solution.
Right.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and I have got the honor of having Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons here taking your questions at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333.
Sunny today, monsoon rain tomorrow, freezing one day, 100 degrees the next. Welcome to Houston, where wild weather is part of our everyday life. Makes enjoying outdoors difficult. Until now, Houston Shade Pro extends your living area with the world's smartest motorized screens. Enjoy touch of a button protection from sun, rain, dust, and bugs. Plus, get more privacy. HoustonShadePro.com takes the wild out of our weather and extends your outdoor living area. Take control now. Visit HoustonShadePro.com.
How you start is how you finish.
Goes for life, lawn, and gardening.
We can help with two of those.
We're Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Good growing starts with good advice.
And the right stuff.
The kind you'll find in Nelson's.
Plants, green and flowering. Hand-selected for our climate.
Plus tools, supplies, and advice from start to finish.
Because a beautiful lawn and garden makes life better.
I guess we can help with all three.
We're Nelson Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com. Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Hi, this is Isaac Smeun. It's always another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery, just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And thank you for getting your kneecaps dirty with us. Or soily with us. See, now I'm so paranoid about
well,
the word.
Well, it's dirty if it's out of place,
that's
right?
That's true. That's true.
Under your so nails or on your knees, it's just dirt.
Under your nails or on your knees, but that's where it should be. It's fun. I have been doing a lot of scrubbing of my hands lately.
Oh, mine just, you just need to put brown polish on.
Yeah. 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 Well, you know, I went out, I spent a lot of time on Wednesday outside and it was super fun. I mean, I was just dabbling, I planted the two shrimp plants, but I was dabbling and I was
observing.
I was observing. And then, I go out there. I mean, I'm out there every day. Hopefully my husband's not listening because I should be working too, but it's at my lunch break. But I was out there yesterday and I thought, okay, I'm just going to whatever. And, you know, I wasn't going to be digging in. Well, of course, my hands always end up in the.
Right.
Always. I just, you know, it's like, oh, I just need to move this a little bit or I need to correct this. So that observation, to me, it's therapy. Mm-hmm. So I love it. So this
and I was out pinching tomatoes and my hand was bright green.
Oh, pinching. Now, what were you pinching the tomatoes to propagate more?
So you need to pinch off the bottom leaves.
Okay.
Once they start setting fruit.
Which they're doing now.
Yep. You pinch off the leaves under the first set of fruit. Okay. You want to keep air circulation. And then you pinch out suckers. So anywhere there's an intersection, a branch comes off from mm-hmm. the main stem, you'll get a little sucker that comes up. Okay. And I always pinch those off.
Okay.
So
good reminder.
I was bright green. My fingers under my nails are green, stained.
It's a good stain.
It's a good stain.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, I know my garden, you know, my lettuce is still looking lovely.
Yeah. I mean, we've just had enough kind of reinforce of cool to keep it. So just watch for aphids on that because when we start getting hot, they become aphid magnets.
Yeah.
And at that point, it's like harvest, use, or just get rid.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we'll
don't fight with chemicals.
We'll let the rodent, the armadillos or whoever's out there nibbling on my veggies. I'm not sure who it is right now. This is Home Show Garden Pros. If you're just tuning in, and we take your calls at 281-833-3333. And we appreciate all of our friends who are listening to Home Show Garden Pros. And I'm here with Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. You've also heard from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. You've heard from Anita. We've had Peter on before. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, Rolf was in the studio last week with you guys.
He was in the studio, yes.
Yeah.
He hung out with us.
Yeah, he didn't want to say hello.
No.
Yeah. Well, he's a great guy. They all are wonderful. Yes. All of our Home Show Garden Pros have such wonderful family stories, locally owned and operated businesses. Just enjoy a trip to each one of them. Just a great time. Spring Garden Nursery is a new one that we've got and mm-hmm. lovely place. And it's hilly out there.
It is. Is. Yeah.
I'm like, wow, there's a hill.
There's
here.
Elevation.
There's elevation. And Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, another sort of oasis you go to. Turn off of, can't remember the road, but it's between Conroe and the Woodlands off of 45. And beautiful location. And you've heard from John Ferguson and Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens out in South Richmond, Rosenberg areas. Mm-hmm. All so nice to just lower your blood pressure.
Yes.
Take your visit out there to any of our Home Show Garden Pros, and it does. It reduces the blood pressure. So Home Show Garden Pros has a website, like I mentioned, and people send in questions. And I have got a question from Chris, and he says he applied Burley's Brew about 3 to 4 weeks ago.
It's Bruce's Brew.
Oh, okay. So he said Burley's.
I know.
Okay, Bruce. Okay, Bruce's Brew. And he has not applied any pre or post weed product yet.
Uh-huh.
My weeds are awful.
Okay. So, you know, this is where we need to sit back and go, it's all going to be okay.
Now, hang on. There's more. Okay. You might need this. He said yesterday he bought 2 bags of Nelson's Weedinator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now tell us what to do.
So he had just applied the Bruce's Brew, which is got quick release and slow release nitrogens in it, right?
Ooh.
So it's too soon to apply immediately. Now, if he could water a little bit more and kind of leach out some of that nitrogen, then he could apply his Weedinator, but I would wait a little bit longer. But mowing those weeds, they'll look great, right?
Okay.
Well manicured weeds look great.
They do. They do when you cut off the tops of them.
But all of our weeds are starting to go to seed right now. Our tissuey opportunistic little weeds are going to seed right now. So cutting their tops off and keeping the seeds from embedding is one way to go about it. But if he can use up a little bit of that Bruce's Brew with water and maybe a soil activator like Medina to kind of use it a little bit convert it and break it down, then he can apply his Weedinator. But he needs to wait at least, I would say, 4 to 6 weeks before he applied.
4 to 6 weeks. Okay.
From the time of the application, the first application. Yep.
All right. Well, that's the deal. So he needs to wait on that and go ahead and get it watered and kind of take care of that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, the Bruce's Brew will accelerate the grass growth and kind of wake it up and hopefully get it to outcompete the weeds. And so that's another way you can sit back and kind of watch the grass starting to grow. You know, I have a I'm not without weeds. I mean, mm-hmm. I have my fair share. But I can watch, like, when the grass really starts growing, it'll overtake those weeds.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. Well, see, even Sherry gets weeds. So yes. she knows how to help us deal with those.
But I don't react to them.
That's right. She observes and figures out what's going on.
Yeah.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Sherry a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we will talk with some folks waiting to talk to you.
Okay.
It's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Find privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life. Just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth and our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
Start planning ahead with your perennial flowers. A slight pruning will lead to loads of consistent May flowers. Now, back to loads of information with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey gardeners, this is Shelby with Nature's Way Resources, and I just wanted to let you guys know that we have a surplus of fungal compost. And what is fungal compost? Well, it's not mushroom compost. Our fungal compost is rich in beneficial mycorrhizal fungi, screened to a fine uniform texture, and it's great for flowers, trees, and shrubs. We have an incredible excess of this, and we need room for more material. So that's why we're offering it to you at a discounted price. Every Friday is Fungal Friday, and that means 10% off of fungal compost bags and 20% off of fungal compost in bulk. We'll be running this special until our supply clears out, so come on out this Friday and stock up on your quality compost, and don't forget to stop by the nursery and check out our new fruit trees and seasonal vegetables. Take I-45 to 1488, go east right over the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into us. Nature's Way Resources, Soil and Garden Center. And now more answers to your gardening questions with Sandy and Sherry.
I love it, Sherry, from Nature's Way. Sherry is not from Nature's Way, but that was Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And they were talking about fungus and bacteria, and that is what it's all about.
The soil. Fungal Friday. How fun
fungal
is that?
Friday. So Sherry is here.
If you're not a gardener, that sounds kind of, yuck.
Yeah, but balance. Right. You know, I'm learning from all of our Home Show Garden Pros, we need balance of fungus and of bacterias, and it's all about that.
We need good bugs and bad bugs. And
that's right.
Yeah.
And they all feed each other, and it's the circle of life.
Yeah.
And we have got Steve, who has got a question for you, Sherry. Good morning, Steve. What do you have for Sherry from Plants for All Seasons?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, I have a vine that we planted, I want to say, around 5 years ago. My wife said it's a wisteria. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. But she told me it's supposed to bloom, but it's never bloomed. Mm-hmm. And so I want to know if there's any tricks or anything we can do to help it bloom, or does it take longer? Or it does have a lot of sun.
Okay.
It looks pretty healthy.
Which do you know which type?
The leaves are starting to come out right now.
Yeah, it's so. Is it the deciduous type, like completely loses all of its leaves?
It does. Yes.
Okay, so it should bloom before it gets the leaves. So we haven't bloomed, and the reasons why things don't bloom is lack of sun, but you said it gets full sun. Yes. It could be a soil fertility issue or excess. Are you feeding it?
Uh-huh.
No, we're not feeding it.
Okay.
Primarily because it looks pretty healthy. It's growing really well, but we haven't fed it.
Okay. So this is what I would do is I'd get a bag of leaf mold compost and put it around the base of it. You know, where you always see the wisteria is kind of wood's edge, and they like a real fungal-rich compost. Okay? Hmm. So just a little leaf mold around the base of it to mulch, and then get a mineral supplement, whether it's Nature's Way Remineralizer or Azomite. And let's put a mineral complex around it, and let's see if you can get it to bloom. But you might not be able to get it to bloom till next year.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to ask, because it's supposed to bloom before the leaves come out.
Before the leaves come out. Occasionally you'll get a later bloom on them, but it's not going to be a heavy bloom. You might get a flower here and there.
Yeah.
So, but I would start doing that now. Do an application now and one in the fall, and let's see if you can spur some bloom on for next year.
Well, Steve, thank you for this call, because I have two wisterias, and I've got one that you're talking about exactly, because I remember when I first got it in, I kept saying, it's dead, because it lost everything.
Yeah.
And I need to do the same thing, because my other wisteria, it blooms
in the summertime.
Pink, yes, with the pink kind of corally looking flowers.
Okay.
So thanks for the call, Steve, because now I just learned something without asking Sherry myself. Great. Well, thank you very much. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and I'm going to take care of my wisteria when I get home, and then next season I will have it blooming nicely.
When
we return, Sherry, we're going to talk with Tina after this.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Change, 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 your chain of food.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. We are talking about mulch, Sienna Mulch. I love their location. It is so fun to go out there. It is also family owned and operated. Sienna Mulch is a green waste recycler. They manufacture their own hardwood mulch. It's family owned since 2009. That seems like forever ago. They are on the south side if you need mulches or soils, Sienna Mulch. So let me go through the list of what you can add to your project collection when you go shopping at Sienna Mulch. You can choose from their mulch, their soils, their sands, compost, gravel, and they even have stones to choose from for all of your projects. Sienna Mulch. And they have landscapers tools, so you can just pick everything up there that you need for your project. They also deliver small loads. They are in Rocheron. Sienna Mulch is so much more than mulch. You can find out more on homeshowgardenpros.com. Sienna Mulch.
And I love keeping up with Sienna Mulch's social media.
Yes.
They do such a good job.
They do.
They look like they're having so much fun.
Right.
And they're kind of similar to us. Like, it's like the next generation taking over.
It is. It is exactly. Yeah.
They have a good time.
Yeah, they do. And I've seen, you know, she's even got her kids, small children, you know, involved in some of their social media. So it's really great to keep up with all of our Home Show Garden Pros, because you all do a great job on social media too.
We don't do as much as they do. They're a little younger than us.
They are. They are. I wasn't going to say they were younger, because you're younger than I am, but
they're younger.
But yes, they are. I, you know, it's a great way to follow the Home Show Garden Pros is if you're on Facebook or Instagram, they all have those features.
Yeah.
And it's so positive.
Yes.
You know, you get a little alert about what's going on or what's been what's arrived at Enchanted or the beautiful basket that Kelly made, or it'll give you ideas and information. And especially during certain seasons, you know, there have been some key what to do before freezes or during a drought. And it's really important. Yep. So that's a good way to use social media.
Yeah.
So we have got Tina waiting to talk with you, Sherry. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning. I have two questions. Mm-hmm. I just recently bought some drift roses, and I just need some tips on the best care for them. And I've been using the MicroLife products a little less than a year. Mm-hmm. I've recently put down the Humates Plus, and I sort of mixed up the schedule with the brown patch. I put them down a little bit late. I think it was in February or March, but I'm still getting weeds. I haven't put the MicroLife 624 out. So I just needed some tips on how I can prevent the weeds from coming up in my grass.
Okay. So we'll start with your drift roses. Go ahead. And did you already get them planted?
Yes, I have them planted.
Great. So in the beginning, you can use the MicroLife Super Seaweed to really get them rooted. And so you would just mix that in a bucket and pour it right on. Make sure that when you're watering those, like, they don't love the sprinkler system.
Oh.
They don't love that overhead sprinkling.
Mm.
So make sure that, you know, you're not overusing the sprinkler system on them, or if you can divert the sprinkles from them and maybe do some hand watering in the beginning. But the drift roses are super, super easy. If you do develop a fungus or an insect issue, they're self-cleaning. They basically just drop all their leaves and put new ones on.
They're like, we're going to teach you.
Uh-huh. Oh. I would, after about a month or two, add in a little bit of the Nelson's rose food to your mix around the base of them, because they do bloom a lot. Ooh. They eat a lot. So if we can keep them fed enough, they'll bloom better for you.
They'll be pretty for you. Mm-hmm. Now, Tina, do you have them in the ground or in containers?
They're in the ground. I'm concerned because we do have a sprinkling system, and I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to work on that. I think it comes on, not now, but during the summer, maybe for 8 minutes in that particular area. That's probably too much.
Yeah, and just watch it. You know, I just warn people that they're not fans of the sprinkles.
Okay.
They don't like, no roses really like wet foliage.
Oh, I didn't
know this. They like, just think of California weather, right?
Oh.
It's cool and it's dry. And so when we're constantly hitting them with the sprinkler and it's hot and we're humid, they're more prone to fungus.
Okay. So
a rose is a rose. It doesn't matter what rose it is. Can get fungus if the pressure is high. So let's make sure and we don't add to that.
Okay. So water the base.
The water the ground as much as you can.
Okay.
Now, if you have them in your beds and you have no choice but to have a sprinkler system on it, then that we just have to deal with it and make sure we're not overusing our sprinkler system.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
They get into scheduled watering. So we want to make sure that we only water when needed, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And then on your weeds in your lawn, go ahead and hit your 624. Like, let's get the grass really pumped up and actively growing. That is the best way to deal with weeds when we're going organic, is we want to out-compete the weeds with the grass. Now, the St. Augustine is growing. It's not in its most active state. But when it's in its most active state, it will outgrow almost any weed.
Okay.
The weeds that are up right now are annual, opportunistic, tissuey little weeds. And so what an annual weed does is it comes up from seed, it grows, it flowers, it drops seed, and it dies. So when you see them flowering and getting seed heads, they're about to die.
Okay.
Right. So we're seeing that right now. Mm-hmm. So just keep them mowed and manicured. And what'll happen is we'll see this little, the grass will start to outgrow the weed.
Okay. Choke them out.
It'll choke them out. It's the weeds that come out in the middle of summer that can outcompete St. Augustine. And those weeds are always an indicator that something is wrong, whether it's moisture, compaction, foot traffic. We've got to figure out what's the issue. Mm-hmm. So right now, the weeds that are up, I wouldn't fuss over with a weed killer.
Because our St. Augustine isn't quite fully out of dormancy.
It's not in its complete growth state yet.
Okay.
When we're getting to that point where you mow and then you walk away for a day, and then you're like, looks like we need to mow again, that's when it's out competing these weeds.
Okay.
Does that clear that up for you?
Yes. Yeah, so just continue to follow
the schedule.
The schedule, and just kind of wait and see.
Yeah, wait and see. And then if one weed seems to be very prolific in an area, then we need to identify what's that weed and what's it trying to do.
Mm-hmm. What's it telling us?
What's it telling us about the soil? And then if we can fix that, then we can get long-term control over that weed. And I can sell you something to kill any weed out there. But if we don't fix the problem, that weed will keep coming back.
Right. Now, have you already done the 6-2-4, Tina?
No, I was nervous about doing the 6-2-4 because I put the brown patch on like the middle of February, and I thought maybe I had to wait a little bit longer, but does it matter, or can I just put that on now?
Yep, you can go ahead and do it now.
The 6-2-4.
Yeah, we're in April, so you're perfectly fine to do it.
Yeah, MicroLife, it's the green bag.
Okay.
Well, good.
Great. Well, thank you, ladies.
Well,
you
bet. Good luck with those beautiful roses, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and when we return, we've got Jim and Jordan after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
My name is Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control. I got a call from a lady called Meredith that had bats in her chimney and did not know what to do. I started a fire in her fireplace and hustled onto her roof where I waited with a 34-inch aluminum baseball bat. The irony did not escape me as I was batting bats, but after a few minutes, well, let's just say that there were no survivors and I was a panting, sweating, and smiling mess. Now, this is not a common problem, but I wanted to use it to illustrate that I love killing critters. Allow me the privilege of fulfilling mine prophecies for varmints. Visit McGrathPestControl.com.
Bush veggies are usually very fast to get fruit from seed. Green beans, summer squash, zucchini are all great options. No trellis needed. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Gardens and Enchanted Forest. Spring has finally gotten here, and it is time to plant. All the blooming seasonal color that you've been waiting for is now here. We have things like pentas, zinnias, angelonia, lantana, verbena, blue days, salvias, and more. Come on out and see what you just have to have. We just got a great shipment of fruit trees. Apples, peaches, pears, plums, figs, oranges, lemons, limes, and more. Come on out and get your home orchard started. It's time to green up your grass. To get your grass lush and green, now is a great time to apply fertilizer. Either use the Nitrifol SuperTurf fertilizer, or you can use the MicroLife Organic 6-2-4 fertilizer. Both will work great. We have lots of tropical blooming shrubs for your poolside or just for your yard or pot in general. We have tons of hibiscus, mandevillas, bougainvilleas, diplodemias, allamanda, and more. Add some color to your yard and come on out and see us. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy in Fulshear. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Greatwood in Sugarland. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Sherry.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros. I am here with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. She is taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And Sherry, we've got Gordon on the line. Good morning, Gordon. What do you have for Sherry Hera?
Hey, I have a question about planting oaks from their seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And if I need to do anything, because I live up in Montgomery County and oaks are just everywhere and they come up, you know, volunteer and they grow like crazy.
Yeah.
But I was in the woodlands, and I picked up some real big acorns.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the thing where you put it in the refrigerator during the winter and everything and put mulch and damp in there. And they rooted,
okay.
And I planted them. And I kept them in these little pots till they got about 3 foot tall, I guess, 4 foot tall. And then I planted them in the yard. But I have not done anything to them other than just keep them and water them and all that. I haven't put any fertilizer. And they're not growing. They've grown about 2 foot, I guess, in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah. So when you put them in the ground, yeah, you had them in a pot and you'd water them. And then you put them in the ground and you can't really see the needs as much because they're in the ground. So what I would do is I would do some leaf mold compost around the base of them and hit them with some super seaweed. That should kind of stimulate that root growth and make them want to push some growth on. So that I think, you know, in a pot, you know, you're watering them regularly. In the ground, we're not focusing on that root as much.
Yeah, but I just thought, what, you know, the volunteers that come off the trees in the yard, they come up and they grow like crazy, and I don't want anything to them.
Yeah,
so
right.
So I just thought, well, our soil is great for...
Apparently not. Yeah, well, and they kind of went from, you know, you got them from the woodlands and where you took them to your property. You had them in a nice potting soil, and then we stick them in the ground. The ones that are coming up volunteer, it's like they're growing where they were planted.
They're at home.
Right.
And so they've just kind of gone through a little bit of a shock. Now, trees take...
Yeah, but it's been like 5 years.
Yeah. Yep. Sometimes trees take longer to get through the shock. So all you can do is what you can do. So I would put the compost around it and hit them with that super seaweed. I think you'll start to see some growth this year.
Yeah. Yep. All right. We'll give it a try.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
All right.
And I love it when we have callers who've got this sort of bump. It's like, okay, well, now what do I do? Well, Gordon, I hope you call us back and let us know.
And it also, you know, he said they were big acorns. Mm-hmm. You know, they could have been from a different type of oak, like a bur oak, which is going to have a different growth habit than our live oaks or our red oaks.
Right.
So, you know, variety does matter too. You know, when my husband and I went to Central Park in New York, and I gathered some acorns and brought them back, and they didn't like it as much here.
They were city trees.
They didn't want to be country trees.
Right.
So.
And they probably were like, what is this heat in July?
Yeah, exactly.
What have you done to us?
Exactly. So,
well, I love that.
You know, shock on trees. You know, we're seeing that too. The freeze 2 years ago has put a lot of stress and some of our trees take a year or two to go through that. And now we're seeing the stress.
Right.
And we're not programmed to look back 2 years ago.
And that's a great
point. Oh, that's from 2 years ago? You tell somebody that their tree is reacting now to something from 2 years ago, and they're like, no, but it was fine in the meantime.
Right.
Sometimes it takes a while for the trees and shrubs to show that stress.
Yeah, that's a great point. And... I'm not sure if he mentioned, if Gordon mentioned about when he planted it from the pot to the ground.
Right.
Sort of could have been affected by that, you know, the freeze that we had.
Yep, absolutely.
This year. Because it was a different freeze than the Uri freeze.
Yeah, it was a dry freeze.
Yeah, which was so interesting to me because I remember hearing when Peter was on and he was talking about, you know, well, this one we had wind and the other one we had more ice. And I was like, wow, and how it affects the different plants. But just like you said... The reaction of Mother Nature can be very delayed.
Yes, very delayed. And it's hard to put that together.
Yeah. But we're going to circle back. Observation.
There you go.
So I love that. You know, I've got a question. When we return, I want to ask you a little bit about mowing.
Okay.
When we get back. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry from Plants for All Seasons up on 249. Beautiful location. She's going to have a wonderful day today and would love to see you out there. But we'll return after this.
Top marks across the board. From the phone calls and face-to-face communication to their punctuality and focus on detail, the entire team was exceptional.
You don't get customer reviews like that through luck. Hi, I'm Bill Jacks, owner of Advanced Home Exteriors. We've worked hard over the past 15 years to put together an amazing team of James Hardy Elite Preferred installers, field estimators, and support personnel to make every aspect of your experience run seamlessly. Schedule an estimate today at advancedhomeexteriors.net.
He's got a full-hearted memory. It won't let him see.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And there is no fooling you on this April Fool's Day here on Home Show Garden Pros. We are talking landscaping, gardening. We've touched a little bit about on veggies. And Sherry, before we left, I said I had a question on mowing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have got this burr in my bonnet.
Okay.
That I feel like I want to do some of my own mowing. Maybe not the whole thing on all the time, but... Mm-hmm. So there's this one area in the back where I'd really just prefer not to have people tromping through here just for this one patch.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of thinking about a lawnmower.
Okay.
And I've heard you talking about the mulching lawnmower.
Uh-huh.
So specifically, when do I bag and when do I not bag? When do I mulch it?
So this is different in every yard, but, we will... My husband mows our grass.
Uh-huh.
And he loves to mow and blow. Like I think that's his favorite thing to do. besides ride his bike. But in the summertime, I'll back up. In the springtime I have him mow low and bag one time.
Okay.
When the grass is getting into that active growth state, right?
Okay.
Because that'll remove some of the thatch that's been there, especially after winter and our grass actually went dormant. There's okay. some thatch there. You want a healthy thatch layer. You don't want a super thick thatch
right.
layer.
And I'm done with thatch.
Okay, good. And so that's the one time in the early season that you want to mow it low and bag it. Remove that thatch, right?
Okay.
If you have a lot of weeds with seed heads, you want to bag it until the weeds are done dropping seeds.
Okay.
The rest of the year, we will mulch our grass and put it back into the ground, right?
Okay.
Now in the summertime, when the grass is in active growth state and it's like getting tall before the next week's mowing.
When you turn around.
And we'll mow twice.
Uh-huh.
We'll mulch one mow and bag one mow.
Okay.
Because that's a lot of grass clippings.
Yeah.
To go
I can
back
see
down.
That. Okay.
And then if you have that grass, sitting up on top of your grass, it can, cause some browning. And so if your grass clippings are not breaking down, then you need to increase your organic material.
Okay.
Okay. So you can kind of use it as an indicator of I need to stimulate some biology in my soil because my grass clippings aren't breaking down.
They're just
supposed
sitting
to
there.
Break down. Your earthworms are supposed to eat them.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. So we want to only mulch regularly if our grass clippings are breaking down and turning back into them.
All right. Otherwise, I need to bag it.
Because
it's going to sit there and attract trouble.
Mm-hmm. Fungus and insect harboring.
And if I see that it's not breaking down...
We need to stimulate
leaf mold compost,
either compost or you can use biostimulants. So any of the MicroLife liquids are going to stimulate the biology in the soil.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, I feel like I can do this.
I think you can do it.
And if I just start small.
And have a good self-propelled
yes,
mower.
Yes. Well, Charlie bought my son when they bought their new house up in Mansfield, Texas. Uh-huh. He bought them a self-propelled, and I think at one point my son was like, no, I don't want, that's fine, I'm a man. And Charlie said, well, you have a little bit of a dip in your yard, and I think now he appreciates
well,
it.
Well, that,
Charlie
and,
kinda...
in the summertime when the grass is really, really thick.
Right.
Pushing that mower
right.
without any...
Yeah.
Any yeah. help is hard.
Yeah. So, anyway, that might be on my list of things to do. But anyway, I love to be out there, and if I can... do a better job in this one area and keep that grass growing, I think I'd like to try this.
Yeah.
you know what? You also mentioned at a break when you and I were chatting about birds. And we don't talk a lot about birds, but you seem to have some insight into these lovely beautifuls. So
I just
tell me about your birds that you've
I
been
love
seeing.
Watching the birds. So, and it's funny to see they kind of cycle through the yard throughout the day. Like, and I notice that when we go up to our place in Arkansas, is like you'll have like a bunch of birds. And then they go away and then they come back throughout the whole day.
Right.
But right now, our purple martins have moved home, which is so exciting because I love to listen to their chatter. But I have red-winged blackbirds right now.
That's what you were talking about with me, right?
Which apparently they're the bullies of the bird feeder up north when they're there for a long time because they're on their way back up, right?
Right.
But here I let them like hang out and they sound beautiful. Like they have a beautiful, beautiful sound. And my blue jays are going crazy right now. So all these things, all these birds are like coming here and they're nesting and, having their babies. So we need to up our nutrients for them.
Yes.
Because they're feeding babies and they love our caterpillars that they're, you know, they're doing a good job with those.
So don't be afraid of the caterpillars. Yeah, let's just hang on a minute. Yeah.
And, high quality, like, meats in the food. So sunflower, safflowers, things like that are going to keep them well fed and keep their babies healthy.
That's awesome. Now at Plants for All Seasons, I can come in and you can start me out on a generic bird feeder, or do I need a specific bird feeder for every bird?
Certain birds like different perches.
Okay.
Some don't like perches. So the feeder that I have a little house feeder that has a big bucket that you put the food in and then one long perch.
Oh.
And they're loving that. But then I'll have little finches and different things that come in and they want to hang on the side of a feeder.
The little guys, yeah.
And then I have a platform feeder for my blue jays. They love to come and get a peanut out of there.
Okay. Like,
and they'll take the peanut over and take it apart. And it's just fun to watch. So.
Okay.
So yes, different feeders for different birds, for different seeds.
Okay. All right. And you have those to choose from at Plants for All Seasons.
We do. We have a nice little birding section.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we can get a bird feeder to add to our outdoor collection of observation.
Yes. Invite the birds because they eat bugs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. It's all part of the cycle.
Yep.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and I have been here with Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons. She is answering your questions and concerns at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Sharon, online at siennamulch.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Sherry Hara is here taking your calls at 281-833-3333. We have had such a variety this morning. It has just been wonderful hearing from all of our friends out there who listen to the show and write in with questions. So Sherry, I've got another question from Alan, who went to the homeshowgardenpros.com, and it's related to weeds again. He says, we are having a problem with invasive weed. Plant snap. that he has, and he's wondering, he listened yesterday and you mentioned, I guess last Saturday, you mentioned a stump and vine remover. What's the key ingredient for that?
The active ingredient in the cut vine and stump killer is triplicore. And so that is great when we're talking woody invasive vines and things that kind of come up and wind their way through your plants, and you can't spray.
No.
Because you'll kill your – you'll damage your existing plants. So you would cut it and dab it right on that open cut.
Okay.
And that will go down to the root system.
All right.
And take care of it. So it's – you've got to be very targeted with vining things.
Okay. All right. Well, that's going to help him on that question. I don't know about this one. Elton says he recently found a termite tunnel on one of his oak trees.
Yeah.
How do I treat that?
I wouldn't.
Oh.
So termites only eat dead wood.
Okay.
Right? They're not eating living material. And so you'll have, I would go, well, why is my tree, why do I have dead wood? You know, they're only going after dead material.
Okay.
So they're not going through a healthy tree and tunneling. Now, on pine trees, you pull the bark away. Sometimes you'll see that tunneling, and that's totally normal and nothing problematic. Mm-hmm. But just, you know, with termites, you just want to make sure that you're inspecting your property line, like your, not property line, but your house perimeter.
Right.
That's why I always recommend anytime you do any landscaping, build your beds, keep your weed poles clear. And maybe put a layer of bull rock around your perimeter of your home so that you can always inspect and see if, because termites will go in through, they'll enter in and you'll see their little mounds.
Yeah.
That kind of look like ant mounds, but they kind of come up into the house. Mm-hmm. And so that's the best way to make sure that you don't have termites. That's, you don't have to worry about them on your plants.
No.
Because they're not going to kill a plant.
Right. Right.
But they will go to a stump or a damaged tree and eat the dead wood.
Okay. And up against your fences, high mulch bugs me. Really bugs me. Now, of course, we're learning don't make a volcano around your trees with mulch. But it bothers me. If I get help on mulching and it's up high against the fence or up high against the house, I am always out there digging it out.
Yes.
And actually, I'll dig it out, scoop it, stick it in the wagon, and over the next weeks, I'll dabble it where it's needed around the plants.
Yeah.
You know? So it's
that
fine.
That does bother me, too. You want to feather it down to the...
Yes. I just... I'm like,
to the fence line.
Yeah. Don't lift it up there. It just bothers me. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return, I'd like to talk with Sherry about veggies.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeShowRadio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.